The year was 1968. It was a time of turmoil, with the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and the flames that rose from inner cities. This is Don Rush. But at the end of that year, a new program called Soul was introduced on PBS. Tonight, a documentary called Mr. Soul, produced by the creator's niece, Melissa Hazlip, will look at the origin and the impact of the groundbreaking show.
This is a really unique story because this happened from 1968 to 1973, and it's about Soul, which was basically what they called the first Black Tonight Show. It was the first national television variety show with content that was created for and about African Americans. So this notion of for us, by us. And Soul was not only a vehicle for African American artistry, but it was a platform for political expression and the fight for social justice. That's what made it so unique for its time, Don. And this was a time where much of the media was focused on, you know, inner city poverty and violence. But what Soul did was it centered programming that amplified the voices of the Black arts movement and really showed expansive imagery that was more about Black artistry and culture in the United States and all around the globe.
Tell me then a little bit about the creator of this.
Ellis Hazlip was my uncle. He was a very unique, almost unexpected kind of host for this kind of show. He was the producer and host of Soul. And Ellis came from Washington, D.C. He came from a musical and theatrical background. And he became the host of this groundbreaking show, which is very unusual for its time. Because what he did was he expanded the presence of African Americans on television. And he also really single-handedly created sort of diversity and inclusion in public broadcasting and in television nationwide at a time that hadn't happened before.
I also read that he was openly gay.
Yes, Ellis Hazlip was an openly gay man at a time when that was quite controversial. But he stood truthfully in his truth, being gay and being proud. And that in itself was really groundbreaking in terms of, you know, Stonewall hadn't even happened yet in America when he first went on television. So the fact that you had a Black queer individual leading the charge and pushing the boundaries of television and pushing the culture forward, that was pretty remarkable in and of itself.
I want to turn to the content of it, and I think it's described as that he combined both the music of the concert hall, as it were, but also music of Apollo.
Ellis Hazlip was really unique in his programming. He really felt that there was nothing that didn't represent the culture, that didn't deserve to be presented at the same time. So he would have everything was equal in terms of the way that it was portrayed. He would say that R&B was the soul of Black pride, and he would try to say that Black music was just as important as, say, classical music. And, you know, the Spinners or the Delphonics or Gladys Knight and the Pips were just as important as Bach and Beethoven. So what he was doing was he was grounding Black culture in the zeitgeist that really hadn't opened up yet. Because if you remember and think about the timing of it, this was on the heels of the Civil Rights Movement. Our country was gripped in the throes of Jim Crow, etc. So it was a movement trying to push forward Black culture, Black pride, Black sister and brotherhood, Black beauty, and Blackness as being beautiful and worthy.
In our next segment, we talk with Melissa about the significance of the show. The documentary will air tonight on PBS. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.